From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. forces have killed Haji Iman, an Islamic State finance minister, who was also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced Iman's death on Friday.
We are systematically eliminating ISIL's cabinet. Indeed, the U.S. military killed several key ISIL terrorists this week, including, we believe, Haji Iman.
Carter would not say whether Iman was killed in Iraq or Syria, nor would he say whether the Islamic State group leader was killed in a raid or an airstrike. Carter also announced that Abu Sarah, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces this week. Belgian prosecutors say three people have been detained in a counterterrorism operation in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest of a Frenchman in the Paris area suspected of plotting a new attack. The Belgian prosecutor's office confirmed in a statement Friday that arrests were conducted in three districts of the capital. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of U.S. support in the wake of the attacks.
Our mission to defeat and destroy Daesh is not going to be accomplished overnight. It's going to take some time and patience and persistence. It will require resources and commitment and cooperation across many cultures and beliefs, and the recognition that this is, in fact, truly a global challenge.
Mr. Kerry also laid a wreath at the Brussels airport, one of the two sites rocked by bombings that left more than 30 people dead. This is VOA News.